Starting a new segment here on the Trending 55 Newsroom, the NWJHL Player Profile. We take an inside look at some of the big name players around the Northwest Junior Hockey League. And our guest joining us here on the line today is Robbie Hebert of the Fairview Flyers. He's originally from Valley View, Alberta. And I guess the first question for you, Robbie, the Flyers have been playing the exhibition game so far against the Northeast Navigators. The first three games were all one-goal games, but the last one on Saturday night kind of seemed to get away from you guys there. Why don't you kind of take us through kind of sort of what happened there?
It was just a mishap of team. Nobody was prepared, I guess. Any team can win on any given night, and just wasn't prepared mentally for the game, and that cost us what it was for the team.
Well, as it stands right now, it looks like the regular season for the NWJHL is going to be starting on November the 13th. I believe you guys are going to be up against Grand Prairie to start out the regular season for a few games there. You're looking forward to finally being able to get out and playing, another team and have to have these few games with the Navs right now.
Yeah, it should be a good, interesting first game. Hopefully we'll get back in our feet after that battling loss there and come back as stronger and better as a team and try to get the win.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, you're kind of one of the sort of the veteran guys on the Flyers coming back in for this season. What is it like to be kind of a leader of sorts for, especially for some of the younger guys on the team?
Oh, it's fun. The younger guys come up and they look up to you, and you just got to go out and put 100%. And your motivation to them and to the game is just gives them a little bit more push in their game to look forward to.
And, of course, you yourself are originally from Valley View. Curious, growing up in there, what were kind of some of your big kind of hockey influences in that community when you were growing up?
Oh, probably my major influence is my dad. He's played some good hockey in his lifetime, and he's pushed me to do a lot and push my hockey career as far as I could go. So it'd probably be him as my big influence around the Valley View area.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, being on the Flyers for going into this season, what are kind of sort of some goals that you've kind of sort of set for yourself going into this year?
This year, it's just push myself every game, every practice, more and more, get better as the year goes on, play my best as I can.
We know sometimes hockey players can sometimes be kind of creatures of habit in a way. I'm curious, so for your kind of sort of pre-game routine, what are kind of sort of things that you do to sort of get yourself ready for a game?
Ooh, there's a lot of things. I change it up every game. Whatever doesn't work, I move on to the next thing and try to get something that's working. So I'm not, as of right now, I don't really have one.
Okay. What about the pre-game meal? Is there a particular one that you like to go to often?
Usually a pasta, usually for my pre-game meal. If I have a choice, that would be what it would be.
Sounds good. Of course, then after the season, have you sort of thought about what kind of sort of future plans you're looking at? You know, maybe some sort of schooling, that kind of work, or what do you have your eye on for the future here?
Future, probably. I have a big farm here in Valley View, so it'd be farming, agriculture, and all that kind of stuff. Oil field work, pipe fitting. Go to school for my pipe fitting and all that. There, just to get another extra experience in the oil field.
It sounds like you got some ambitious goals there. Fairview Flyers forward Riley Hebert, thanks for joining us here today.